The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season, and we're getting you ready for it. Broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona, this is Padres Social Hour.
We're back on Padres Social Hour. Joining me now, Steve Finley, one of the huge, armada of all-stars that the Padres have assembled here as coaches and special advisors. Steve, how's spring?
It's been fantastic. I was here when the position players came for big league camp for a week, so I kind of got to know a lot of the guys in that time period, and went home for a couple weeks, and now I've been back for the last almost week with the minor leaguers and getting to know all those guys and guys that I had met previously in the instructional leagues in the fall. And kind of revisiting those guys and getting to know everybody else.
You and I have talked a couple times since you've been here already off camera. But for the viewers who maybe aren't privy to it, what is your role with these different guys as you're working around through spring?
Well, you know, one is getting to know them. You know, it's hard to make corrections or, you know, make changes in a player until you actually see them in action, see what they do when they're going well, see what they're, you know, you start to see what they're struggling with. And I'm kind of a resource. I mean, we have a minor league hitting instructor, fantastic, Luis Ortiz and Tony Tarasco, the outfielders and base running. Those guys do such good work. And so I'm just kind of a resource for them. And everything I see in a guy, I go through them, and then we work together to get the players on track. But the great thing is that we all speak the same language. And Zinter here too. He speaks Chinese. I speak Latin. You know, we don't get along at all in hitting. I'm just kidding. We speak the same language.
He's
in hitting.
Been, I think, on every episode this spring, just coming in, walking through there like we go. The place.
No. But you know, so my job is kind of be a resource, and then once the season starts for the minor leaguers, you know, I'll trail some of the guys that are going in or if they need me to go to another place to work with center fielders here, center fielders there, hitting, base running, whatever it is, that's just going to be my role. Kind of like what Trevor does and Mark Loretta, those kind of pop in and see guys and make any changes that might be necessary. Just basically there to observe to make sure the guys are following the program that's been kind of set in place.
Which has to be so cool for the players. Do you get any feedback from that? Because they have their coaches, but then they have you guys popping in, like you say. They have to be receptive to that, I imagine.
Well, you know, and on that note, we really encourage these guys to ask us questions because I know a lot of them might have it, or a lot of them might be shy. But, you know, the way we kind of explain it is like, look, we have a lot of information in our head that just doesn't readily come out all the time. But if you ask questions, things pop into our head all the time. All of a sudden the file vault opens up and it reminds me of a few things that I wanted to say. And so in that, you know, we really encourage these guys to ask questions. But I think that also goes hand in hand with getting here to know the guys and showing them how much we're invested in their progress and them getting to the big leagues. I think that two-way interaction ends up getting them more comfortable to ask us questions.
And you're, from what I've gathered, just meeting you the last couple of weeks, great storyteller. You're really relatable to these guys. So I imagine that's got to be something that helps you in your favor as well when they start asking those questions.
Well, you know, getting to the big leagues and staying in the big leagues for me for the 19 years, it was never easy. It was hard work. And for some guys, it does come easy. For me, it did not. So, you know, from that side of it, that's what I try to explain to these guys that go, you have to try to improve every single year. You got to look over your shoulder because there's somebody, another player in your position behind you that's coming to take your job. And if you're not trying to get better all the time, that guy's going to pass you by. So, you know, it's getting to the big leagues is a challenge. You know, every one of these guys in the minor leagues has something that a club sees that they're going to like, hopefully that can be in the, you know, improve for the big leagues. And it's our job to kind of massage that along and let their talent kind of take over.
Do you find that what's more valuable from your career to share? Is it that struggle and the grind to make it when you're speaking with minor leaguers, or is it the success you reached, World Series champion, 98, you know, NLCS team winner, when you talk to some of the veterans?
Well, you know, I think it depends on what level of guys you're talking to. You know, it's more, you know, baseball 101 for the really young guys who are just getting into pro ball, kind of educating them on the process, educating them on, you know, where they have to go. It's you know, it's, you hate to say bring them along slowly, but you don't want to give them so much information that their mind just can't handle it because it's a very mental game, baseball. You know, you get to Double A, Triple A, those guys are a little bit more refined and you can actually talk to a higher level of baseball and get them ready for that jump to the big league. So, you know, it just depends on who you're talking to, what information you share, and you know, when you kind of deem a guy, you know, okay, he's ready to take the next step. Because it's kind of add-on. It's always every year it's add-on, more information. And you know, we let these guys go. That add-on's never going to stop for as long as you play the game. So if you kind of take that attitude into it, you know, when these guys start figuring that out, they become more receptive with more information to give them.
And one thing I've heard you tell people, too, is the way that you go about relaying that information sometimes, because you are not here as these guys' coach, but if you see something, maybe it's you relay it to a coach who can then do it to the player. Explain the dynamic of how this is all working for you.
Well, you know, there's an organizational philosophy that you know, they're trying to input and imprint on all the minor leaguers. The beauty about all the coaches, whoever we are, we all speak the same language, but we might come from a different angle. And so, you know, but you want to have a message be very straightforward and staying within that philosophy. So the guys, the managers and coaches are going to be with these kids all year round on their teams. They're going to be seeing them every day. The minor league hitting coordinator, the outfield, the pitching, you know, those guys are going to see those guys even as well going around the year. You know, someone like me or Trevor, we're going to be dropping in not as much as those guys, but when we see something, we're either going to have a heads up when we go there to, hey, look for this, because they trust us because we speak the same language. And sometimes it takes, you know, maybe I say it a certain way, Tony says it a different way, and one of us is going to get through to the guy. We're saying the same message, but it's coming from, you know, a million different ways to skin a cat. And I think that's the beauty of it. But, you know, it has to be a voice coming from the people who are going to be around them the most and be around them. So it's just the right way to go for the kids so the message isn't confused. Now, it's not to say that we don't go talk to a kid, but we say, hey, this is what we see. And they're like, yeah, go tell the guy now. Because I don't know all the message that he's been given, and that's their kids. So that's just the best way for the information to flow. That's the way that I'm seeing as I'm here. And it doesn't confuse the kid with coming from a bunch of people coming from different angles and filling his head. There has to be a knowledge of what's being told to the kid.
Right, which I think with so many different coaches and, you know, special guest appearances floating around.
Continuity, I guess.
Right.
Continuity.
Exactly. Well, the face of the coaching staff from all levels is Andy Green, and he's been very set about his message and sort of his philosophy for the organization trickling down. What are your early impressions? You've been around a lot of coaches, a lot of managers, a lot of big league camps. What do you think about Andy?
I think Andy Green has a fantastic vision of where he wants to go, and he's already four steps down the process of how he's going to get there. Brilliant man. I think he's going to be a fantastic manager here. He's a player's manager. You know, this is his first year here, so you know, he's got his processes in place. The players are responding to it. I think he's been a fantastic choice for manager here, and I think he's going to grow into this position even more and more every year.
You look like you could still play a couple innings in the uniform. You get out there and shag some balls at all?
There's a reason these uniforms are loose. Loose, baggy, you can't see what's underneath. Looks can be deceiving. You know, like they say, you know, even if you're not going to be a good golfer, at least dress the part.
Right. Dress for who you want to be.
Yes,
who you
exactly.
Want people to think you are.
Exactly.
No, this has been great. And, yeah, seeing you guys helping out these young kids, it's really impressive from an outsider's perspective. So I can only imagine how cool it is and how beneficial it is on the inside. So thank you for just taking some time to swing by and chat with us.
Yeah, pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, Steve Finley, thank you very much. Steve Finley talking about the all-star roster of coaches and advisors and assistants that are here, of which you're a part of.
Well, you know,
that's cool.
And I think it's great. It really is, Mike. Because I think over you look at it, and we all have kind of a different approach. We've been there. You know, Trevor Hoffman, and you talk about, you know, his ability to talk to pitchers. Mine's a little bit differently. I stay away from, you know, the mechanics of it, but the mental part I definitely understand really well. And you look at Steve Finley and how he played the game and how many years he played. That, you know, and Andy asked me a different approach, the right-handed approach, you know, to pitching. So I think overall, just having that atmosphere of former players around can make a difference to some of these younger kids.
And what I've heard from everyone, from Andy Green to Steve Finley, which he just said, is that it's not about you guys. You're not here to tell war stories and glory days.
Nope.
It's about helping.
Helping them, you know. And a lot of times, like, it's so much. Hey, success is really easy to handle. I don't care if it's spring training. But failure, you're struggling with something. I think that's where we as veterans can come in and talk through that. And we've all been there, done that. We've been through it. And so to, you know, talk it out with them a little bit and help them understand what the process is, and, you know, it'll fix itself. You got to work a little bit harder at how to do it.
Although, just for fun, maybe I will, before the end of the spring training, tally up all the All-Star appearances and the MVPs and the World Series wins and the seasons that this coaching staff has amassed.
Yeah, well, if you get a chance, you get a highlight, you know, blooper. He threw a fastball 55 miles an hour the other day, and I don't know how in the world I got involved in that.
Why Twitter was invented, but this is the stuff we have to put up.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, was it a strike? I have no idea.
I think, yeah.
It might have been in the top of the zone.
Bad form, 55 miles an hour.
I saw the form, yeah.
You know. It was terrible. Yeah, you have to coach with him.
Yeah, we'll work with him.
We're going to step away when we come back. Dennis Lynn from the UT stops by to make some predictions on some of these battles in camp. We're back after this on Padres Social Hour.
Your early look at the 2016 Padres is right here. It's Padres Social Hour at spring training in Arizona, and we'll be right back after these messages.